What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The new schedule is here. We knew who they were playing.
You know, that's my thing to do, to poo-poo this whole thing.
What do you mean? I've never heard you once make a jerk reference.
There's real stuff with this schedule this year. I mean, there's some things.
Dan, can I get a ruling? Has he ever made the jerk? I've heard you do it before.
Well, I didn't mean the jerk.
I don't believe he's referenced the jerk at any point.
Pooing the schedule.
You do know the whole scene. I'm sure you know
the
whole scene.
Yeah, the new phone books are here.
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure. Navin Johnson.
Bernadette Peters, baby.
Wow, this place is great. And look at how close I am to the bathroom.
How far are you going? End of the fence post.
I need to watch
Rob Reiner, man.
It's been a minute.
That might be Rob Reiner's greatest role, don't you think? That and Spinal Tap. All right, Jeff, as you dissect all the meaningful things that we're going to see in the schedule, here's what I see, just right out of the gate. The NFL thinks we are horrible. We have 13 1 o'clock games. Even our primetime game is not really primetime. It's 9:30 in the morning in London. So I don't even know what that would be. That's hangover time is where they'll be. We have two games that are
means
past
fish
4
and
o'clock.
Chips for lunch. That's what that means.
For breakfast.
Well, you can wait and eat after the game. Go lunch.
9:30 is what time is that at start in England? I don't even know. What's the different time change? Anybody know?
It's like six hours.
6 hours? So. Anywho, all right, so now you've got that, and then you've got two games after 4 o'clock. You got the Ravens and the Raiders that are both after 4 o'clock. The Raiders game makes more sense. And by the way, that was the one game that people kept asking me about before. Do you know? Are you going to see the schedule before it comes out? No, I'm not. I mean, maybe sometimes we get it like 30 seconds before because we're lucky in some ways. But I just – and so, no, I don't know if you should buy your plane ticket early to go to Vegas. Go to London. What's the difference? Go have fun if you're going to spend money. Go spend some money. Jeff, okay, so those are my initial thought was the NFL thinks you stink and you are what your record is. You won three games. You have no quarterback. You don't. You have four, which means you really have none. If having two quarterbacks is none, what is four? Twice as bad as none. I don't know if there's things. None to the second to power? I don't know how that looks. But I don't blame the NFL for doing whatever they did. And the other shocker was we didn't even get a Thursday night game. Can you imagine what the meeting was like at Amazon Prime where they're like, oh, look at all these games we got. Oh, my God, I don't want to touch the Browns ever again after being on Prime as much as they were before.
Browns are one of three teams to not have a primetime game. One of three. Browns, who's their quarterback, Andy?
I don't know. I have four guys, Jeff.
Saints, who's their quarterback, Andy?
I don't know, Jeff, who?
Titans, who's their quarterback? Cam Ward, but he's a rookie. I'm surprised they didn't put Cam Ward on national TV as the first overall pick.
I mean, they still have the option. If these teams get hot, they can move them later in the year. They can flex them. But I like, were Browns fans really mad about the schedule? Like, we knew they were playing. Did you really get fired up about the schedule? I know. I personally, now I'm being selfish. I enjoy some of those night games. I enjoy the Thursday night game. I enjoy a Sunday night game if they ever get one.
I enjoy them sitting on my couch.
Yeah, I like Monday night games too. I have no problem with that. It just breaks up the monotony and, you know, gives teams a chance to try to play under the lights and to, you know, have a big day. And I mean, Even Mary Kay said it this morning. We have the best defensive player or one of the best defensive players in the league. And that wasn't even worthy of it. Do you? And the other question that keeps rising, too, is if Shedeur Sanders was the number two pick, would they have had a game on national TV?
If Shedeur Sanders were the number two pick, would they be on national TV?
Yeah.
Cam Ward's the number one pick. Titans aren't.
Okay, so I guess that answers that question.
I would think. I mean, who cares where he was drafted? And Shedeur Sanders right now, I would think, is the number four or number three quarterback. So if he goes out and changes that and they play really well and they win games and he's exciting, they'll be on national TV. They'll flex something.
So you did say you do like the schedule.
I think there's some things about it that are really actually interesting this year.
Okay, well, fire away.
First six games are all against teams that had winning records last season. And five of those teams won at least 10 games. That, Andy, is not the way this team needs to start the season. Five of their first six opponents are coming off at least 10 win seasons. And the only one that's not is a great rival in Cincinnati. That's a rough start.
The end of the schedule is the part that I kind of caught my eye. Bills, Steelers, Bengals. The last 3 weeks.
That's not easy. I mean, this whole thing isn't easy. And that's tough for a team that won only three games last year. I do like the bye in week 9. Okay. I think that's a great time to have a bye week. Three straight road games early enough on in weeks 4, 5, and 6. And I'm sorry, the London game is a road game. I don't care if it's your home game. It's a road game.
Mm-hmm.
The first 9 games are all early starts. I'm sure it's happened before. I wonder if it's happening with any other team this year.
What are you saying? Prior to Thursday night football? You mean 1 o'clock start?
Yeah.
Well, before the league only had, remember when it was just all the games on Sunday,
well, I mean,
1 and 4.
And right. And then they played Monday some 4 o'clock games on Monday
night.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all 1 o'clock games except for the London game that's even earlier. I think that's interesting. From weeks 4 to week 10, there's only one game in Cleveland.
Oh, because you lose the Vikings game.
Isn't that right?
At the Dolphins. Yeah, week 7 at home.
I mean, that's a lot of road games. And 4 of the last 6 games at home, I guess that helps if you're in it.
If you're in it.
If you're in it. Could and no primetime games after having 4 last season.
That
is telling about what the league thinks of your football team.
And you can't
hide from that.
And let's be super honest, Jeff. If for some reason the Browns aren't in it, we are going to be the home of the Bills and the home of the Steelers in week 16 and 17. Because that's an easy little drive over here for their fans to take over our stadium if our team isn't any good. And I've seen too many games like that. It is nauseating when the other team comes in and they take over your stadium, especially at the end of the year. Now, who knows what it's going to look like? Who's going to be starting quarterback there, right, towards the end of the season? Who's going to be starting quarterback the first week of the season? We're going to sit here and argue this, and we've been talking about it for weeks. And
with the Browns, it doesn't matter who the starting quarterback is going to be, do you think? Unless...
What depends on what? Are you talking about fans actually wanting to go to the stadium?
No,
yes.
No, I mean for flexing any games.
Oh, no.
If somebody comes out and is... Let's say Dylan Gabriel wins the starting job.
Yeah.
And the Browns get hotter than blazes.
Yeah.
And they're like 6-2. Then I think they could get flexed. But the quarterback's not going to be any draw for the Browns.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to go... I forgot what the flex weeks are. They're the last 3 weeks of the season? Something like that?
That sounds right.
So
I do not know.
After Thanksgiving. They start flexing stuff after Thanksgiving. So, and then you do have, what do you have? Well, Thanksgiving is the 49ers. That's the weekend of Thanksgiving. So your Titans, that's never going to get flexed. Bears, highly doubt it. Bills, Steelers, and Bengals down the stretch. And Bengals is the only one that is actually scheduled for flex, but they've been doing that. They do that for all week 18 games. They don't give a time or assign a time on week 18 ever. How many wins do you see on here? I whisper that.
I told Jake last night, and he immediately said, well, you're a lot more optimistic than anybody else who we've talked to tonight. I said between 6 and 9.
It's very hard for me not to look at Vegas and wonder what they know. And I mean, Vegas thinks it's 4.5. I didn't look at it last night. Going into last night, Vegas had it at 4.5.
Well, two of our friends from NFL.com and the NFL Network put out stuff after the schedule came out last night, and they were not. These are not things that will make any Browns fan think, oh, good. Eric Edholm, who was with us a couple of times, you know, leading up to the draft, and Eric's really good. The headline on his story, I mean, the headline is enough to make you cringe. 2025 NFL schedule, Lions, Browns, among seven teams with toughest 17-game schedules. I thought,
how did we end up with such a tough schedule? A 3-win team with a tough schedule.
But his thought was, and he said, I'm not just doing this based on last year's winning percentage. I'm basing it on what we think teams are going to be this year and how things are laid out. He has the Browns with the third toughest schedule in the NFL this year.
Do you see a guarantee? I mean,
third toughest.
Do you see a guaranteed win in there?
No.
I don't either. Now, I do know
strength of schedule. Strength of schedule, the Browns is the 13th toughest. But he just thinks the way that this is going to go for them is that it's going to be the third toughest schedule in the NFL.
I can't argue. I mean, they're going to win a game they're not supposed to win. That happens every year to every team in the NFL. They're, like something crazy, like they'll beat the Bills, right, with a couple weeks to go, and then they'll spoil or something. Home field advantage for them in the playoffs. Or maybe I don't know. They'll win a game that they're not supposed to win. And they'll end up winning at least one game against the AFC North. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say they win two.
It's okay, so now you're up to three. If you're hoping the Titans aren't another, there's your four. Crazy things happen against the Jets. Doesn't matter who's playing there. They always seem to. Just when you think you're like, oh, we got the Jets, we got this game, this will win. Mm-mm. Doesn't work that way. Your thoughts on this schedule? I mean, look, you've had a little time to digest it. You've had a little time to think about it. Jeff and I have kind of told you what our thoughts are. My big overall thought is, and we're going to talk to Blake Jones, Senior Director of Broadcasting for the NFL, one of the guys kind of behind these things that they figure out who's playing who. And now that we don't have to be guaranteed a primetime game, the NFL took all kinds of advantage of that by not giving the Browns a primetime game. So you sit here.
An insult or is that just reality?
Oh, I think it's real. Am I going to sit here and yell at Blake Jones about the fact that the Browns didn't get a primetime game? They didn't earn a primetime game.
Can't argue.
You win three games, you deserve what you get, and you got 13 1 o'clock kicks. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Basket and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Our thoughts on the schedule. Your thoughts on the schedule. We'd love to hear them. 216-474-0092. Again, the Browns 13 1 o'clock kickoffs, a 9:30 a.m. and 2 after 4, and one TBA. That's the Bengals last week. What does that say about your team? Does it upset you? I was listening last night. Sounded like some fans were upset about the schedule, like the Browns have been disrespected, or is this a disrespect on Shedeur Sanders? Or I was listening to all these little excuses. Fact, team won three games. Fact, the team belongs at 1 o'clock on most days during the NFL season until they earn it. They've got to go back out and prove that they're a worthy, worthwhile, entertaining product that people want to see on TV. I'm sure that every one of these networks got together when they were thinking about who gets what game and where and who. And, you know, it used to be if you thought a team was bad and they had to have one primetime game, you would stick them early in the season on a Thursday night game. That was kind of their way of saying, you stink and we've got to put you on national TV. So this Thursday night package is, we don't really care about that. Then when Amazon Prime came in and spent all this money, Amazon's like, hey, we're spending all this money. Can we get decent games on Thursday night? And that's why the Browns aren't there. So I think the NFL has sent a big message to the organization saying, guess what, kids? You're not very good, and the rest of the country isn't really want to watch you every week.
I thought that the schedule release was eye-opening for the Browns, Andy. If Browns fans had some optimism just right now. I mean, you could get optimism coming up. You know, who knows?
Off the draft. You could have optimism from the draft.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen? Let's be fair about that. Every year, some team goes from 3 wins to 11 wins and makes the playoffs and blah, 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 blah. That happens all the time. But if you had some optimism, I think this just shut it right down. Because two things, not just the lack of the primetime games. It's those first six games to me. Like, wait a minute. This 3-14 team is opening up with six straight games against teams that had winning records last season, good teams from last season, and five of the six won 10 or more games last year. Oh man.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like, oh boy, this could get ugly.
Yeah, if they're I don't want to say this, but what if they are 0-5, 0-6?
That's,
what is that? I mean, in the NFL, that means your job could be gone.
Screamed. Yeah, that's exactly what that screams.
I don't know. Do you think that the coaching staff in the front office is in that position?
Absolutely.
If they start 0-6?
Every front office and every coaching staff is.
They just survived a three-loss season. This franchise kept a coach that was 0-16 for another year, too.
Well, and not
so what does that mean about the patience?
For that long.
No, but what does that mean about the patience of what's going on
That's
here?
A fine question.
I mean, I think...
But we know, Andy, come on, let's be realistic. You know it. I know it. I mean, it screams this could be a problem for the guys running the team. I mean, it really could.
The Haslams could really be tested here. If they have trouble putting a competitive team out on the field the first couple, I mean, you've got one of the best defensive players in the league, right? You would hope that would mean something, especially if because he came back.
Well, but that's one of 22 starters.
I know.
It's only one.
I know. You got Denzel Ward back there, like... I can be okay with the defense, but they got to win on both sides. You got to score more than 14 points a game.
I honestly think that the defense will be pretty good, and we'll see if the offense can do anything. Can I throw one thing in? You said this based on things you heard last night.
Right.
You said disrespect for Shedeur Sanders.
No,
you said some of the things you heard last night from Browns fans. When you were listening.
Oh, no, as the league disrespecting Shedeur Sanders. That's what I was saying.
Well, the league already did. Dude didn't get drafted till the fifth round.
Yeah, the player player personnel disrespected him.
Well, so in other words, every team in the league did.
But that doesn't mean that the league itself, marketing and...
Well, there's nothing to market with a fifth round pick until he shows he can play.
I don't think the world's looking at him like he's a fifth round pick, Jeff.
Well, that's the problem. The world should. The world should. My hope is the kid comes onto the field and surprises everybody, or the Dylan Gabriel surprises everybody. But I personally think all Browns fans need to quit thinking, oh, we have Shedeur Sanders. This could be really... He was a fifth-round pick. He was taking four picks after Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Just, I don't think fans are looking at it that way.
Well, I think they should. And just allow the kid to come out and maybe try and figure it out. I hope he does, man. I hope he's great. That would be wonderful. But let's not think the Browns found any, great great guy here. Maybe they did. You can be sure some guys drafted in the 5th or 6th or 7th round are going to be really good NFL players out of this draft. I hope he's one of them. But let's not think that you really got something here and that that's a reason this team should be getting attention and that this team should be thought of as, well, they could be really good because they have Shadur. He was a 5th-round pick, and everybody passed on him like crazy. Let him get on the field and try to establish himself before we give him all that. I hope he does.
So I think there's a couple of things when you talk about the 5th-round pick. I mean, it is what it is. He's a 5th-round pick. You can't avoid that. He just has to shake the label, right? He's got to shake the label. Is that a fair assessment to say that? The label. He's got to shake the label.
I don't even think it's a label, Andy. Well, he just has to show he can play at the NFL level.
How many teams needed quarterbacks ahead of the Browns? You know what I'm saying? And
how many teams take quarterbacks when they think they have a good value? A lot.
You have to eliminate half the NFL on picking him up in a draft when you talk about the 5 rounds between him being picked and the first pick in the drafts, because teams don't need quarterbacks. So why would you want him in that situation? Then you add in the factor that if he didn't interview well, that doesn't help. Or maybe you see something in film that says, I don't know if this guy's there. He's got a lot to prove. And I know that you want to look at him this way, and I'm not putting thoughts in your head. You want to standardize him as a 5th-round pick because that's what he is, right? Is that fair?
No, I don't want to standardize him as anything. What I want to standardize him as is a guy that teams passed over multiple times. And you don't pass over guys multiple times if you think they're going to be really good in the league. He might be. But it's the perception and the thought that some folks think the Browns really got something there. Well, maybe they did. But you can't say that based on anything we've seen right now.
All right. Henry is in Akron. Henry, how are you?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Henry.
I've been hearing you talk about, I'm happy that I got a schedule like this.
Sure.
I got a car to get a free meal.
Hold on. Good.
This
is a Dairy Queen.
Good. I didn't realize they were open this early this morning. Breakfast?
Fraser Burgers. Isn't that what they were?
Hey, Henry, I need you to focus on us a little bit here, too.
Everyone's
listening. I mean,
hang up. Yeah.
Henry,
okay,
you don't?
Thanks, Henry.
All right. Thanks, man.
Enjoy your lunch.
Oh, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Just going through the schedule here, trying to figure it out. Let's go to Bill in Parma. Hey, Bill, how are you? Hey, Bill.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. Yep.
Yeah, don't they have the Dilly Bar? But anyway.
The Blizzards.
Oh, yes, the Blizzard. That's great. I was hoping they were going to play the Ravens 5 times, the Bills 5 times, and the Chiefs 5 times, because isn't the goal next year to get the number one draft pick and make it a quarterback?
I don't know. They just drafted 2 quarterbacks. If that's the goal, they definitely wasted one of those picks.
Well, I had a feeling that the quarterback options next year are better. And so,
in theory, they are, yes.
And so this is the time to do it. There's nothing worse than purgatory of having year after year of records like 7-10 and 8-9, and let's go for the goal. Let's go for 0-17 and get the number one.
We've already been there, and we don't want to live that way anymore. I'm tired of it. Yeah. I'd rather be honest with you. I'd rather win 7 games and have some meaningful games in the month of December and think that they've got a chance to make the playoffs, and then just be disappointed there than having to go through an entire season knowing that it's over on the first snap.
Well, I agree with you at many levels, Andy, but I think if the goal is to go to the Super Bowl, and this is a very, very tough league that they're in, I think they're going to have a season where they have a chance to get the number one. But, hey, you guys are great.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. Well, I mean, they will have a chance next year with 2 first-round picks. They will. They're going to have a chance. It just depends on how much they can throw. If they're not the first overall pick, what are they going to be able to throw at the team that has the first overall pick? If that's what they want.
Yeah. And even if you don't get the number one overall pick, it's supposed to be a good quarterback draft. At least better than this year. I hate to say that I thought that when I saw the schedule come out. I thought, man, that there's a possibility here that they could just be right there front and center, but if in line for that number one pick. But I also thought this, Andy, if this team gets the number one pick next year, mm-hmm. based on this tough schedule and everything else, and you know, take a look at the offense, I'm still screaming for some skill position talent at some positions. I think they have some at running back, and you drafted another tight end. I think that'll help, but I still think there's some wide receiver work that needs to be done. But I thought, okay, if you get the number one pick next year, you probably have a new head coach, and you probably have a new guy making that number one pick, even with patience.
It depends. I mean, how much are you flipping out the front office? Does that also mean that you have a new general manager? Is that the end of Paul DePodesta? You have to take some serious consideration into what you're doing moving forward.
I think the Haslams have actually been quite patient.
I agree.
With this crew.
Yeah.
They really have.
Let's be really honest, guys. And this is going to be painfully honest. If you had to describe the Browns of 2024 in one word, what would it be?
One word?
One word. You want me to give you mine before I start?
Go.
Unwatchable. They were an unwatchable football team. They were a mediocre defensive team and an absolutely horrendous offensive team. Outside of, what, three games of Jameis Winston that were a good time?
They were a good time.
Unwatchable. If you are the NFL, are you putting an unwatchable team who then went into the offseason and brought in a 40-year-old quarterback and brought in another quarterback that was asked out of Pittsburgh, even though it wasn't pretty when he played,
mm-hmm.
and clearly Philly's back or third string that they had, they felt better about, and Kenny Pickett then found his way to the Browns here. Hey, might be a reclamation project. We have no idea. Are you betting on Kenny Pickett, a third-round quarterback and a fifth-round quarterback, as something that can provide entertainment to the masses, along with a defense that is still didn't really do a whole heck of a lot in the offseason?
I think it's a good question. Let's bring it up when we come back on the other side of the break. I also, the Cavaliers, man, the future is not looking that bright, especially if you listen to Bobby Marks from ESPN this morning about all of the handcuffs they're wearing when it comes to this roster. So talk about both of those. You want to hop in on the conversation, 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.